Oh, yeah, much better. Well, I don't know about much. Quite a bit better. That's why I like staying on Detroit. It's cleaner and it's quieter. It's not so hashy, mashy, pissy. And I really like it. I don't care. If it's on the one of them days somebody's talking, there's a little bit of diesel noise coming in with them. As long as it ain't affecting their readability and everything, I don't care. And with the same with my transmit, as long as you can understand what I'm saying, that's cool. I've heard good things about them Midland antennas. Jack knows a lot about them, too. I've heard people out here using them and stuff, and they seem to work really good. Personally, I don't own any, so I can't tell you that end of it, but I heard they're great antennas, too. Like I said, Jack knows all about that stuff. Jack, he knows the dB gain and all the other stuff of them. But I wanted to throw that in. But, yeah, I like being on Detroit. I'm kind of in between the two repeaters, too, in a way. I'm over here at 11 Mile and Hoover and Warren, so I'm pretty sure I'm about in between the two repeaters, or at least, whatever the crow flies there. But the Mount Clemens one doesn't come in as strong as Detroit, and sometimes it's really hashy, and sometimes it comes in so weak my squelch won't lock back up. So Detroit's always comes in full strength, full hit, and it just works.